Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the 41st episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of October 1st. What follows are seven quotations that are related to either a specific date for this week or at least sometime this month. They come from a variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have already seen a slightly different version of this on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here, I'm saying the reference, while on the video version, you can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. October 1st. I have just passed on from believe it in God to definitely believe it in Christ, in Christianity. I will try to explain this another time. My long night walk with Dyson and Tolkien had a good deal to do with it. From A Letter to Arthur Greaves, dated October 1st, 1931. Available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 1. October 2nd. The Hobbit will be the funniest to its young readers, and only years later, at a 10th or 20th reading, will they begin to realize what deft scholarship and profound reflection have gone to make everything in it so ripe, so friendly, and in its own way so true. From The Hobbit, an essay in On Stories, first published in the Times Literary Supplement on October 2nd, 1937. October 3rd. Screwtape admits, the earliest converts were converted by a single historical fact, the resurrection, and a single theological doctrine, the redemption, operating on a sense of sin which they already had. From The Screwtape Letters, Part 23, first published in The Guardian, October 3rd, 1941. Also in The Screwtape Letters, Chapter 23. October 4th. When a man makes a moral choice, two things are involved. One is the act of choosing. The other is the various feelings, impulses, and so on, which his psychological outfit presents him with, and which are the raw material of his choice. From Mere Christianity, Book 3, Chapter 4, entitled Morality and Psychoanalysis. First, a BBC talk on October 4th, 1942. October 5th. When a man is getting better, he understands more and more clearly the evil that is still left in him. From Mere Christianity, Book 3, Chapter 4, entitled Morality and Psychoanalysis. First, a talk on the BBC, October 4th, 1942. October 6th. There is thus a distinction not only between thought and imagination in general, but even between thought and those images which the thinker, falsely, believes to be true. From Horrid Red Things, an essay in God in the Dock, first published in Church of England newspaper on October 6th, 1944. October 7th. Good books which are remote from modern sympathy need to be treated at a greater length than good books which everyone already knows and loves. From English Literature in the 16th Century, Preface, written October 7th, 1953. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoy the quotation shared this week and that you will check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotations and the ideas C.S. Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. If you want to see a video version of the weekly quotes, then visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. There's a link in the show notes. As you may know, I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotations one should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcast and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explored in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic, where you can submit questions. There's a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as the site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On my website, you can find a weekly article with the quotations, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all this, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes.